when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Our next yoga teacher training cohort will begin on the 17th of March, 2024. We are beyond excited for this. I just can't wait to take a brand new cohort of amazing humans through this life-changing course. 16 weeks of content that you're just going to want to press next class, next class, next class on. An amazing team of experts and instructors. You know, it's not just Emma and I teaching you. We've got physiotherapists, we've got naturopaths, we've got Ayurvedic practitioners, we've got inversion specialists, we've got the amazing Andrew teaching you history and philosophy. Prepare to just be in like magic bliss yoga land during this program. Doors are now open. So this is why I'm telling you about it. And I can hardly speak because I'm that excited, as you can tell, but I've popped the link in the show notes. So you can go and read about it. That might be better rather than me just talking about it. And if you've got questions, we're always here to answer them. But I do know that this is going to be such a great experience for you. If you have an inkling, this is what I always say. If you just have an inkling to know a little bit more, click the link, read the page and see if it's for you. Otherwise, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 400. Can you believe it? We are here. It is a new century of the Get Merry podcast. I'm so excited. And, you know, we've got a really quick, snappy episode for you because we're really in the heart of the holiday season right now. And we're asking you the question, have you got the holiday blues? And my hope is that you don't, but perhaps you do. And we're going to talk about five simple ways to kind of navigate ourselves through this period. And of course, we've also got some links in the show notes. Like if you need more help, if you need more guidance, if you need someone to talk to you, we've got links for you there. And do check those out if you need. Otherwise, let's get into these five ways to help us navigate these holiday blues, which is so common to feel, especially around this Christmas time and this holiday time where you might be seeing other people doing things or you're used to doing things and they're not happening. Like, what can we do? How can we help ourselves?
Yeah, I think like the first one that just came to me, like I've written a few notes about the episode, but I think like another, like the most obvious important thing is to let go of expectations. And then I just did read below, like that is on my notes. I did think about this. I think sometimes we put far too much expectation on what something should look like. And then we feel kind of this depressed, sad state. And it's like, well, if we just lowered our expectations, or maybe that's not the right word, had no expectations, just like let it come, like be there in the moment.
I always
we
find
might enjoy like, it more.
Yeah. I find that, you know, sometimes you'll be past you will think, oh, like, no, I don't want to make any plans for the holiday season. Like, I'm just going to go with the flow. And then you might get to the holiday season and then you think, why didn't I make any plans? Like, I'm so sick. I should have done something cool. And then it's just like, oh, just let yourself be. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't need to be some out there thing that you're going to be doing. And why do we think this anyway? I'll tell you why. Because we're comparing ourselves to other people, or perhaps we're comparing ourselves to past holiday seasons where we might have had some whiz bang thing happen.
Yeah.
But we need to remember that every holiday season is different, and this is okay. So don't compare yourself. And this is where we say, like, limit social media, because that is not going to be your friend. If you if you are already in that holiday blues state, being on social media, unless you've got a very clean, curated feed of just like inspirational quotes. maybe that's okay for you. It's probably not going to make you feel great.
No, I think that's so important. I mean, it is, I think it's, that is a big one. Like you might compare back to previous Christmas times or New Year's times or holiday seasons that were really amazing. And then you think, well, this one's so boring or I don't have any loved ones around me, because life changes, doesn't it? Like we go in different seasons. Like this year again, like I'm in Italy, Carla's in Australia, like we're not together. That's sad, but it's also like this Christmas and then next Christmas, or like the rest of the year we're together, you know. It's like
you better have to be there next Christmas,
yeah. or else or maybe we all go to Italy.
Okay.
You know, like I think it's about being present, isn't it, and being in your season of your life at this moment and accepting. Like all these things that we talk about, they're important in all these different aspects. And it's amazing really to see the crossover, isn't it? Like how, oh God, I'm getting distracted. Mom, did you see Mom's message?
Mom just slacked us. Keep going. Keep talking.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
We're just talking
now
about limiting your social media. And now we're getting distracted by messages that Mom's sending us and to our group
you
chat.
You have to talk then.
Okay. So we're talking about that, the fact that if you've had a past experience, a past like whiz bang experience, like we need to remember that not all experiences are the same. And this is why we don't compare. We don't compare to past. We don't compare ourselves to others on social media, because that just doesn't make us feel good. And in fact, that creates the holiday blues. It makes us feel, yes, like this fear of missing out, that FOMO. Maybe we can welcome in JOMO, joy of missing out. Like maybe,
yes,
maybe it is our time for slowness and reclusiveness. Like maybe that, yes, is okay. And you know what? Yes. One day it'll be very different and you'll think, why didn't I just enjoy that quiet holiday?
Yeah, like maybe in 5 years your Christmas will be filled with people and to-dos,
chaos,
and your
chaos,
and your schedule will be so jam-packed. So just enjoy this quiet and, you know, more solidary Christmas or New Year's or whatever you're doing and celebrating. I think that's a big one. And I remember Carla telling me that when I was kind of like in a single stage of my life and perhaps I was feeling a bit sad. And you told me, Carly, you said, enjoy this time now. Like, you know, next week or next year or in 2 years, you might be with someone and you won't have all this time for yourself. And that really helped me. And I think that really helps with this situation as well, because I think sometimes blues can come from being lonely.
Mm.
However, which I think is a really important topic, and I think we'll dive deeper into it in a future episode. You can look at, you know, you can feel lonely, but also you can look at alone time as like this kind of sacred, solidary time. And sometimes it's just a shift of our perspective. Of course, if you're lonely and you're feeling like, you know, blue as in depressed, like that's when you seek help. However, if it's kind of like, you know, you're not actually clinical depressed, where you can kind of just shift your mindset and perspective, this can work, you know, wonders for your mental health and your overall health.
Definitely.
And happiness.
And that's the thing, like, you know, when we might be lonely physically, like we might be alone physically, like we can still, yeah, put in the effort to stay connected with loved ones. And although it might be via the Zoom room or wherever it might be, or even messages or even phone calls, like just engaging in conversation and sharing feelings and sharing what you've been through in the day, like,
yeah,
that can totally change how you feel, and
yeah,
it can uplift you. Like I know, like when, if I'm like in a down state and like I call my mom, like I'll feel like so much better. And sometimes we do it to ourselves, like we don't do it. Like we'd, yes, be like, no, like I'm not going to do it. Like I'm just going to like stay here. Like I'm not going to call them. No, I'm not going to message that friend. No, they haven't messaged me. I'm not going to message them. And like these are the kinds of things we can think. But actually, like, no, we shouldn't do that, because that, again, is just increasing our self-suffering. So make the effort to stay connected. Like if you are someone who is spending the holiday season physically alone. Like, how can you do your best to still stay connected? And, you know, this is where it might not even be with loved ones or your friends. Like, maybe you volunteer or you help other people, and this is how you feel that connection and that sense of purpose. I think that could be an amazing thing to do during the holiday season. Like, if you're not, if you don't have anything to do, like volunteering or helping others who are in need would be like a magical gift, not only for others, but to yourself.
Yes, love that one. I think another one is, you know, exercise. If you're feeling flat, if you're feeling blue, move your body. Like, we kind of, you know, we talk about this all the time, and we all know the instant, you know, put her in a good mood thing to do is exercise. Move your body, jump up and down, put some music on, dance, Pilates, yoga. We have classes. Do one of those classes right now and you will shift your mood in an instant. And, you know, like, I love that about exercise, how it can literally change your state very, very fast. And it's actually a healthy thing to do. Mm. It's not, you know, it's not something that takes a negative impact on your life. It makes so much, you know, it welcomes so much positivity. And sometimes we forget, though, the power of exercise.
We forget how easy it is. And I think, like, the more I'm seeing it more and more, like, talked about, like, not just in our conversations, but by doctors and neurologists and all these experts who talk about why exercise is so important, not only for our good mood, but for brain health. And I just think, oh my gosh, like, this is why we do it. And I feel so glad that we know that, because instead of just looking at exercise as this means to, like, stay fit and even, like, get strong, like, they're all really good reasons. And for me, you know, back in the day, it was to lose weight. Like, thank God I don't have that reason anymore, because that was just scraping the edges of what exercise could do. So now, when you know more of what exercise brings to your life, you want to do it more, and you realize you've got it in your back pocket at all times, that you can just pull it out and be like, okay, I'm going to do a 5-minute movement class. Like, let's do this. And without a doubt, you feel better. Without a doubt. There is no way you don't feel better after moving.
No, it's like, and, you know, even if you are in a position where you can't do certain exercises, it's like, go for a 5-minute walk if you can, or do a, you know, a stretching session on your chair. Just a few, like, stretches, like, move the body in different ways, get off the couch, get off the chair, and move around, stretch, jump, dance, bend, pick up heavy stuff if you like doing that.
And that's the thing, like, again, this is such a great way of staying connected with other people. Like, I know in our community group inside Merrybody, like, the connections in there are so powerful, and just having like-minded people in your life, whether that is online or in real life, can really make a difference. And that shared experience as well, you know, when everyone's posting about the new class of the week, like, we've got this shared experience. Although we're far apart from each other, we've all experienced the same thing, and we can all talk about it. And that creates that connection, and it makes you feel less alone, and it gives you something to look forward to. So I think that's such a great thing to have in your life. I think that, you know, the last thing that we wanted to mention was this idea of, you know, when we go into the holiday season, it's really easy to just be like, okay, well, it's holiday, so I'm just going to, like, lose all kind of routine and, like, just fall into whatever. But I think actually maintaining a routine, or even creating a different routine for your holiday, can be something that helps you get out of the blues, because it gives you that sense of purpose. Like, it gives you something to still accomplish during this downtime, where maybe you're not working, maybe it's less busy. So having accomplishments throughout the day can really give you that sense of, oh, like, this is great. Like, I feel really good about myself. So
yes,
maintaining some kind of routine, whether that is waking up and going for your walk or doing your meditation or doing your yoga class or mm-hmm. cooking your meals, like this kind of thing. Like, that might be something you think about welcoming in, or catching up with mm-hmm. one friend a day, like calling a different friend every day.
Yeah, I love that idea. Oh, if you have something to add to our list, do let us know. If you need a friend today or you want to just send us a message, we'll be there. No doubt we'll be on social media today at some point. And also, if, you know, it gets to that point where you don't have nowhere to turn, always remember there are Lifeline, Beyond Blue, there are groups that, you know, they have counselors there ready to talk. So, you know, asking for help is not weakness. It is courageous.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be back in your ears with a brand new episode next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Get Ready Podcast.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.